as the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, it's the 28th of January, 2014. It was on this date, 1813, Jane Austen's book Pride and Prejudice was published. She sold it outright to a publisher, Thomas Egerton, bought it for £110, and so she never saw any royalties whatsoever. Sir Walter Scott liked Pride and Prejudice. He said that young lady had a talent for describing the involvement and feelings and characters of ordinary life, which is, to me, the most wonderful I ever met with. Charlotte Bronte dismissed the book as a carefully fenced, highly cultivated garden with neat borders and delicate flowers, but no open country, no fresh air, no blue hill, no bonny beck. William Gifford said, "I have looked into Pride and Prejudice, and it is really a very pretty thing. No dark passages, no secret chambers, no wind howlings in long galleries, no drops of blood upon a rusty dagger." Ralph Waldo Emerson didn't care for it. He said, "I am at a loss to understand why people hold Miss Austen's novels at so high a rate. The one problem in the mind of the writer in the books is marriageableness. All that interests any character introduced is still this one. Has he or she money to marry with and conditions conforming?" And Mark Twain said, "Every time I read Pride and Prejudice, I want to dig her up and beat her over the skull with her own shin bone." It's the birthday of the novelist Colette, born in France, 1873, author of Cherie and Gigi. Colette, who said, "Sit down and put down everything that comes into your head, and then you're a writer. But an author is one who can judge his own stuff's worth without pity and destroy most of it." It's the birthday of the novelist David Lodge, born suburban London, 1935, author of Ginger, You're Barmy, The British Museum is Falling Down, and A Man of Parts. And it's the birthday of Sue Hubble, born Kalamazoo, Michigan, 1935, who wrote about her farm in the Ozarks in southern Missouri in her book A Country Year, Living the Questions. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle about a circus worker, the poem titled Roustabout. "It's a bed, can't gripe, plenty of coffee, have my mug, been here with the show 10 years. Once took off to try some factory work, hated it, every day was Monday, always the same place. Here it's a new town, something new to talk about, deal with, mud, wind, broken rigging, ripped canvas. During matinees, we bet on Alfredo if he'll try a triple. And every night, after teardown, we see if the town's got any action. But you turn on a townie, you're gone. One guy lost it in Nebraska somewhere. No one pulls a knife on me," he growled, walking off the lot. "Most guys last 2 or 3 years, a few jump mid-July. I can't settle. Rather be nowhere, be nobody. Put up the tent, play some cards. During the show, take a nap. Eat, tear down, roll up the canvas, pull up the stakes." A poem by Jack Riddle, Roustabout, from his collection Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, published by Wayne State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.